Zechnishmas Havimori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas Zechnishmas Daniel Shenibas Yeshua Falk. Good evening, everybody. How's everybody? How you doing, Rabbi Elliot?
Very
simple. Ilan? Rabbi Ehud?
Hi, Rabbi.
What's doing? Tell me the update on the world.
Thank God everything's holding stable. No big changes this week, so that's good.
Yeah.
So I'm starting my Rabbi Simon shir right now.
Okay. Jonathan, how are you? Okay. And Menachem?
Good, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay. And Marty, how are you?
Baruch Hashem. I finally made it. I haven't made it for a few weeks.
It's okay. I told you I missed you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. But,
okay. And George? Yeah.
No problems, just
okay, you're doing well, Menachem. Adam Resnick, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, Rav Meir, good to see you again.
Well, Hashem, I'm making a lot of points with my friends on this morning's packets.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with a friend of mine in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And, he's a Rav.
And Ariel?
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank God.
Shmuley, okay, you're on, good. Ilan, good, good, okay. Menachem.
Good, Baruch Hashem, Miss Yair Kingsley.
Yeah. Okay. Nathaniel?
Hi.
How are you? Everything's good?
Good, thank God.
Okay. Okay, Rabosai, thank you all for coming. Again, we thank the Rav for hosting us together at this time of, you know, and anyone who would like to sponsor a shiur could go on heichalmoshe.com and do so. And it's a tremendous chus to be here. And okay, Rez Hashem, and we welcome back Joe Helmreich. He's coming on. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
And who is Shemesh Mishkan? Oh, Chaim Laufer. What is Shemesh Mishkan? Oh, Shemesh Mishkan. Okay, Mishkan home. Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, Rebosa. So tonight's shiur, continuing on the concept of shlichus in Melech HaShabbos, we mentioned last week that really is not shaykh. Chasam Sofer writes that really you can't have real shlichus on Shabbos because l'maisa the Melach of Shabbos is a physical act of your guf. So even if you want to say that the shlichus on Shabbos, it can't really be bidaraisa, says the... Would someone to learn the concept of Amir al-Akum is based on the concept of yesh shlichus l'chumra. And we had a whole discussion last week of how that works. But the Chasam Sofer says the bottom line is you can't really have full shlichus on Melech HaShabbos because l'maisa, Melech HaShabbos is something that is toloi on your physical body. And if l'maisa, your physical body is not doing a melecha, even though technically if you appoint someone to shlichus, it's as if you did it, but l'maisa, that can't really be a din d'oraisa for Shabbos. I mean, unless we discussed last week that if you violate the rabbanon, you consider it a mumer, and then a mumer is like a goy, and it's like a goy telling a goy. But that was the whole mahalach we had last week. But the simple pshat is that shlichus doesn't apply to Shabbos because certain things, just like the Tosafot says, you can't tell someone put on tefillin for me, right? Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo, tefillin. So if you didn't put on tefillin, you didn't put on tefillin. You can't appoint someone else. You put on tefillin for me. because Lamaise, it's a Dover Shemagufo. And the same thing when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. The Isser of Melech HaShabbos is doing a Maisa Melecha. So even if you're going to say that you appointed someone a Shliach, but bottom line is you didn't do it. But it could be Midrabanan that Yesh Shlichus L'chumra according to some, and we'll see that that's how the Alter Rebbe learns the whole concept of Amir L'Akum, is that Midrabanan, we gave the Akum the status of a Shliach. Pashtus is only in Midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's still not your action, but Midrabanan, we treated him as like a Shliach, and therefore that was the way some explain, as we'll see in the... okay, so let's take a look at the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here, on page 2. So, says Azoy, the Alter Rebbe, Mi shekodem lispal arvis shabbos kodem shispalu hakol. You know, in those days, there was a real kohol. There was a real kohol, and the halacha was that if the kohol accepted Shabbos early, then everyone had to stop melacha then. You know, but the pashas is that today we don't have such a, in most communities, we don't have such a din of kohol. In other words, you have many shuls in a community, that doesn't make a din of a kohol. Each shul is a shul. A kohol is like you have a chveis, like square. It's there's one kehila there, or you know, in certain Hasidic communities, it's so if the kohol is accepting Shabbos early, so then the yechidim have to accept Shabbos also, right? But Rav Moshe Feitzi writes, but in a situation like you have today, where you have shuls that have early minyanim on Friday in the summer, so that's only for convenience. And Rav Moshe discusses that it could be you don't have the halacha of that the kol accepted Shabbos, you have to accept it also, because they're not really accepting Shabbos to mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. They're just doing it because they want to, it's convenient in the summer not to have to have a late Shabbos. So, but in a situation, please mute. Misha God, so says the Alter Rebbe, Misha Kodim L'Spal Arvish El Shabbos Kodim Shitzpal L'Akol. But you know, so he's talking about whether it's a real kohol. And when it's a real kohol, then you have to follow the kohol. But what if a yochid was mispalel, was mekabel Shabbos before the kohol? So that if he was mekabel, so he's mekabel. The kohol is not nigra bursa the yochid. The yochid is, if there's a real kohol that's doing it, Torah's the kohol, not just a convenience thing, but that's the, they're doing it, like Rav Moshe says, the Mekayim Shabbos. So then everyone has to Mekabel Shabbos also. But what if a Yochid is Mekabel Shabbos before the rest of the kohol? So if a Yochid is Mekabel Shabbos before the rest of the kohol, so then he's Osir and the rest of the kohol is Mutter. So the question is, but say he forgot to turn off his lights. So is he allowed to tell somebody in the community who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, do me a favor, come to my house and turn on the lights, turn off the lights, whatever needs to be done. So this din is brought in Shulchan Aruch. You look at Kuf Pei Dalet on the bottom, it's a Rashba in Shabbos and Kuf Nun Aleph. He was the one who was Mechadish this halacha, the Rashba. Aval Pishik Yochel Lomar Afilu Yisrael Chaveiro. He can even go next door to his friend, knock on the door, and he knows that his friend wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, and says, can you do me a favor, turn on the light for me, turn off the light for me. Even though it's already Shabbos for him. Because it's not Shabbos for the other person. Should it be a little worse than Amir L'Akum? Amir Lakam, it's never Shabbos for the goy. And yet, you can't tell the goy to do it on Shabbos. Why don't we say, there's no shouldn't be a din of Amir Lakam, because the Akam is not Shabbos. So if, say it's in the middle of Shabbos. So why is this any different? You can't tell the goy to do melacha for you unless there's a certain heterim of shvus to shvus, melacha mitzorah, you know, different heterim. But stam azoy amir l'akum is aser. So therefore, so why did you say the same thing? The mice, it's not Shabbos for him. Just like when if I'm a kabbal Shabbos early, right? If I'm a kabbal Shabbos early, I can go to my next door neighbor who's a yid, who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos and is still before Shkia, and tell him to do a melacha for me. So why is that any different than a goy? A goy, it's not Shabbos for the goy even in the middle of Shabbos, and I'm still not allowed to do that. So what's the difference? But that's what he says. We'll have to understand this. He says, Misha kodem l'spal arvish al Shabbos kodem l'spal ha'kol afal pi shekvar chol olav kabbal Shabbos. Even though he's Mekabel Shabbos, Yochel Lomar Afilu Yisrael Chaveiro. In other words, not only to a guy, even to Yisrael Chaveiro, Shaloki Bel Adai and Shabbos, Shiyasha Lo Melocha. Mutar Lo Lehonos Meha Melocha B'Shabbos. And he can get Hanor from the Melocha. The Kevet Shal Chaveiro Mutar Hu? Because since for the Chaveiro, it's Mutar, Ein, turn out the page, Page 9. Ein ba miroso lov yisur klal. So he, there's nothing wrong. He can tell him. He says v'lo osru amira l'nochri avu pishenu mitzuv al hashav. So now he's asking that question that we just raised. That's his question. So why is this any different than amira l'akum? Amir la'akum, in the middle of Shabbos, it's also for me to tell the goy to do melacha for me on Shabbos. Even though, for the goy, it's not Shabbos. So why is that any different than I'm a kabbal Shabbos early, and my friend, it's not Shabbos for him, I'm allowed to, so you could say the same thing by the goy. Even in the middle of Shabbos, it's not Shabbos for him. So he says, V'lo osru amir la'nochri, afal pi she'inu mitzuv al Shabbos, ela Sha'omer lo b'shaha asura b'chol Yisrael. He says it only is the din of Amir la'akum also is only this man that it's asur for everybody. But if it's not this man that's asur for everybody, then it'll be mutter. And then he writes, v'chei misha ma'achir l'spal arvis motzoi Shabbos. Some people end Shabbos very late. So the question is, could someone who ends Shabbos very late tell somebody who ended early to do melacha for him? He can tell Yisrael to do melacha, v'mutar lo le'onos v'lechol mimlachtom. So it's an unbelievable thing. In other words, he's holding by Shalosh Shuras. And he's going strong with Shalosh Shuras. And in the middle of Shalosh Shuras, he asks somebody, do a malacha for me. In other words, cook an egg for me. He says he can eat the egg. Even though it's Shabbos for him, but it's not Shabbos for him. And even though Lamaisa, when he benches, he's still going to mention Shabbos. So he's still holding by Shabbos. It's not like Shabbos is over for him. He's still holding with Shabbos. And when he benches, he's going to say Ritzevach Litzenu. But since for the other Yid, Shabbos is over, he can tell him to do a Melacha. So we have to understand what is that all based on. What is it all based on that he could tell to do a malacha, even though it's still Shabbos for him?
So, you said some people end Shabbos late. So, does this apply? Somebody holds Rabbeinu Tam Zman, they believe the Zman that Shabbos ends really is that late. Are they still allowed to do it, or is it only a case? Normally I end Shabbos earlier. I believe it's really over. I'm just, you know, enjoying my meal, so I haven't davened yet.
Oh, that's an excellent question. Right, Marty's asking an excellent question. Marty's asking, does this apply to a situation? Say one person keeps Rabbeinu Tam. So he keeps Rabbeinu Tam. Because he follows Rabbeinu Tam. And the other person doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam. But if he keeps Rabbeinu Tam and he holds Mikra Din, the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, so then does he have a right to tell somebody who keeps an early Shita to do Malacha, or is it only in a situation where Lemaisa he really holds Mikra Din like the early Shita? It's just the Shabbos he just schlepped along. What's his Lashon? He Misha Me'acher Lispala Arvis Motzei Shabbos or Shemam Shepzod Malayla Bridol Olomar Fil Yisrael Shekvar Hispala Vivdil She'asol Malacha. So, it doesn't say that it's only, it's mashma maybe in all cases. I mean, obviously, but I hear what you're saying. It doesn't qualify it. Doesn't qualify. Something to think about. Okay, it's a good question, Marty.
And Rabbi Simon.
Yeah, the tunnel? Yeah. Where are you?
You know, sometimes you're in Israel and like people keep one day because they're Israelis and you keep 2 days.
Right. It's a similar type of Shiloh. In other words, if one person is keeping 1 day and one person is keeping 2 days, could he tell the person who's keeping one day to do Malach of him a day two? Right, that's a similar the discussion in Gross Moshe about that. Okay,
Is it possible that the Alter Rebbe didn't recognize the legitimacy of one or other of the time? So like he's assuming when he says this that there's no way to any extending of the time would be voluntary, and anybody ending it earlier.
He's saying maybe the Alter Rebbe only said it because
He only recognizes
he holds the earliest man. He doesn't hold necessarily the Rabbeinu Tam's man, he's saying. But if he would hold like Rabbeinu Tam's man, and then he would tell somebody who holds like the Grozman to do Malacha, maybe it would work, he said. That's what Joe is, Okay, maybe.
Simon, on the point about Rabbeinu Tam Shita, whether you hold it or whether you hold it for yourself and for somebody else. So Rav Avadi Yosef, he holds Rabbeinu Tam Shita, it seems like all the time, except for one very stark exception when it comes to a kid who's born Beta Shmashos on Friday night, 20 minutes after Shkia, he says you could already have the bris on Shabbos. He says in Yabia Omer that you could already have the, and it's also, I think, in the Elkan Yosef, you could have the bris if it's 20 minutes after Shkia, even though everything else he holds Rabbeinu Tam's. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and that's really to have a bris on Shabbos, that would really be chilul Shabbos if it's not.
There's once a story. I'll tell you once a story in Lakewood many years ago. Rav Yitzchak Abadi told me this, that baby was born on Friday night, and it was a certain amount of minutes after Shkia. I don't know exactly how many. I don't know whether it was 40 or 50. It wasn't 72. And Rav Abadi paskined that it's long enough to have a Shabbos bris. Because it was born on Friday night, 40-some minutes after Shkia. It's enough to have a... But no Moel wanted to do the bris. no more wanted the bris. So Rav Abadi himself, he did the bris. He did the, in other words, he followed what he believes in. He followed his shita, that whatever the amount of time it was, it wasn't the late zman, and he felt that that's the ikur hadin. So he held you can do it on Shabbos. So then he did it. He did it himself. Yeah. Yeah, it's what you quote from Rav Avadi Yosef is a you know, it's very interesting. In other words, the question is, does that mean that he really holds only Rabbeinu Tam L'Chumra? Because if you hold like,
so he has in Yabi Omer, he tries to explain that since, you know, the Rov HaPoskim and even all the Sephardi communities in Eretz Yisrael, they all hold
like the Gra.
So he says because of the chashivas of a
bris mizman,
but he doesn't really say the svara that it's only lachomer. He doesn't say it like that. But it seems like you're saying that it, you know, like if he allows it, it's like it's only really lachomer. He doesn't want to say it.
Right.
The other thing is just on the earlier point that you made about that the tzibur being koveya Shabbos early or mekabel Shabbos early. I had a first of all, I heard a psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein. I didn't hear it directly from him. I heard it from I think from Rabbi Nyman, who's my Rebbe in Shiva. Heard it from Rabbi. Moshe, that
Rav Nyman from Seattle.
No, Rav Nyman, Zecharo Levachi, was a Rebbe in Chavetz Chaim in Queens.
Uh-huh.
So is not Maimon, Nyman.
Oh, Nyman, yeah, sure,
right,
sure.
Right. So he said that if you have two different minyanim, but they're both early, they're not one davens at 7 o'clock, one davens is 8 o'clock, but really shkia is at 8:30 or something like that. But So you still have to. His shiloh is maybe there's no kvias, and therefore you could, if you want by yourself, you could start Shabbos later. You could start Shabbos bisman, the regular zman, not early. But apparently Rav Moshe told him that no, you have to go with whichever the latest kehila is davening. And then I had a similar shiloh, a follow up on that, where I had a shul in Northridge, California. Where they wanted a daven early, but it was the only shul at that time in the whole place. You could walk 3 miles to a Chabad house, but that wasn't really in the neighborhood. So Rabbi Bluth, Rabbi Eli Melech Bluth, told me at the time. He said I can't have the tzibur daven early. I have to. He says they will allow us to daven to say Orchu et Shkia, but no earlier than that. He didn't, because he said otherwise you're being machshel to people that want to come home late from work.
And this is what, the summertime?
This was in the summertime, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a question whether, see, if you say like this other svar, I think Rav Moshe has Rav Abadi holds this way, that if you're only making early Shabbos for convenience, then the chidim don't have to follow. That was... Rav Moshe mentions that svara, but Rav Abadi has told me that svara as well. So this, what you say from Rabbi Bluth, is not working with that mahalach. Was mustama, any shul that's making early Shabbos in the summer is only doing it for convenience. They're not doing it for halachic chumra or something like that.
Right.
The same thing they say over, I think Rav Moshe has it, Rav Abadi discusses whether normally Rav Moshe discusses where a woman has to follow her husband's minhagim, right? That's brought down in the Tashbetz. It's brought down in Rav Moshe's tshuva. So, the question is: if a man is mekabel Shabbos early, does a woman have to mekabel Shabbos as well when her husband was mekabel Shabbos? So, Rav Moshe has a discussion. Rav Abadi mentioned also, but I think Rav Moshe says that. that's not called a minhag even. That's making early Shabbos in the summer doesn't even warrant to be called a minhag, because you're not doing it mitam a chumrah that you want to make your Tosefa Shabbos. You're doing it for convenience. Doing it something for convenience doesn't even warrant get the status of minhag. So therefore, Moshe writes Meikra Din, and I think Rani holds like this, that Meikra Din, that she really could still do Malacha after he was Makabel Shabbos, because that's not considered a violation of not following his minhagim. That's also a fascinating idea. It means just, and not everything somebody does is a minhag. In other words, it has to have a certain chashivas to even get a minhag. Making early Shabbos in the summer doesn't even have that chashivas. Doesn't even have that chashivas to be called a minhag. That's what I think Reb Moshe says. Oh, so now getting back now to the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe paskin that if you make Shabbos early, you can tell another yid to do malacha for you, and if you keep Shabbos late and the other yid ended Shabbos, you could also tell him to do malacha. So the Alter Rebbe in the Kuntres Achron has a discussion of this, of these ideas. So take a look on page 3 in the Kuntres Achron. The last three lines from the bottom of the Kuntres Achron, the last word on the line is Va'od. Va'od Kosha. Deichit Sharinun Leila Meimel Chaveiro. Because how can you tell your friend, you were Mekabel Shabbos, your friend was not. But Akaimel and Shluchu Shalom Kemoiso. So as he's understanding the Pshat in Amir La'akum, is that we treat, even at least on a Drabbanan level, we treat him like he's Yishliach. We treat the guy like Yishliach, or we treat the other Yid like Yishliach. So if Shluch HaShalom K'moisoi, so then if you were Mekabel Shabbos already, so how could you tell someone else to do a Malacha for you? Then again, like the Chasam Sofer says, it's not a Din Daraisa. Because Midaraisa, bottom line is, if you didn't do anything physical, he did it, and you didn't do it, you're not going to violate a Nisa Daraisa. But maybe Shluch HaShalom Kemoso over here is a Din Darabanan. Against what we said last week. But Kosher Hefesh Arino and Mabel Havera, Kaimel Shluch HaShalom Kemoso. So Viyado Kiyado. So Viyado Kiyado. So it's as if you did a malacha. And it's Shabbos for you. So this whole concept that you can be Mekabel Shabbos early and then tell someone else to do a malacha for you, the Kuntres Achron is trying to understand, well, what's the pshat? How do you understand it? Farezaka Osu Ba'atzmo, Mefrad L'Misha Kosov Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, page 4, Perek Dalin, that Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos Mitzvah Midaraisa. That if you Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos, that's a Din Daraisa. Tosef HaShabbos. So it's real Shabbos. It's not totally real Shabbos. Because the Gemara says in Mo'i Cotton, if somebody's Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos, and then he violates it. Right? So he's not Chayef Skila. Right, he's not chayiv. If you do malach on Shabbos, you chayiv skila. If you do malach on Tosef Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv skila, because Tosef Shabbos doesn't have an oynish for Tosef Shabbos. A bit less it, but it's still a din daraisa. It's chalmi daraisa. So lemaisa, if you're mekabel Shabbos early, so how can you tell another yid to do malacha for you? It's shlichus, and it's shluch shalom kemoso. Even though maybe it's only a din drabbanan, because midaraisa you can't really say, the Chasam Sofer says you can't really say shluchim shaldom kemoso midaraisa, because on Shabbos it's all toloi on your physical maisa. And if you're not doing a physical maisa, then you're not going to violate a nisa daraisa. Okay, ma moel Sad Heter Lisur the Raisa the Milson Dami Mamishla Omer Lisha Akfi Likot and Shachai Malkus Tafshi Ena Musheris Vibu Teres Lagamin Losses Me the Raisa. So he says, what's the pshat? So he says at the bottom of the page, Va'inyan Hu, the bottom here where the arrow is on the right side, on page 4. Va'inyan Hu, Dinei Beis Minei Isur Mies Rosa Malacha Yideache. He says, when a person tells somebody else to do malacha for them on Shabbos, there are two issues involved. Echad, Bishim Sha'acher Osa Bishvilo. Is that also Benochri Afil Below Amira Elav? Whereas if somebody's doing something for you, even though you didn't tell him to do so, so it's as if you did it. You're doing it. He's saying, so that's one aspect. That any time somebody does something for you, whether you ask him or you didn't, it's as if you did it. So Mamela, that's the aspect of Shlichus. That's one aspect of Amir.
Is that like the idea of Zochalom
Shalom Fanov? Yeah, in other words, he's saying, like usually Zochalom Shalom Fanov means that it's a Shchus, so he could do it for you even if you don't tell him. It's a similar idea.
But it would have to be a Zochus. It's
going to
be,
I view
a korban, that it's
not true. So the Maisa was, but Midrabonon, we say that any time a guy does something for you, you have to protest. So, because the idea is, it's not really shlichus. On a Midrabonon level, we treat it like shlichus. So we use some of the gedarim of shlichus. So even if a person decided to initiate and do something for the yid, a guy decides he wants to initiate for the yid, so if he does it and you didn't know about it, so you didn't know about it. But if you know about it, you're mechuyev to be mocha and say no. Because basically he becomes your shliach midrabanan. So as long as you know about it, you're mechuyev to protest. That's one halacha. And then another halacha is if you actually speak it out, Shamira, if you tell him, do this, turn on the light for me, Shamira Asur Bashabas Asmi Shamutso Chafatzecha, Vizay Isser Beis, the Hainu Kosha also lo Ba'atzmal, also Ladaber Mi Inyono. Anything you can't do yourself, you can't speak about. If you can't turn on the lights yourself, then you can't speak about turning on the lights. That's mimtzo chafatzech of a dober dover. That you, the dvarm shebechol is usher. You can't speak about dvarm shebechol. So these are the two aspects of Amir al-Akum. The one is the shlucha shalom kemoso, and one is mimtzo chafatzech of a dober dover. That you. So now he's trying to explain again. He's explaining what the psak was that you can tell a yid. If you were Mekabel Shabbos, you can tell a Yid that who was not Mekabel Shabbos to do Malacha for you. So the question is, how? But isn't he going to be your Shliach yet if he's going to do it for you? At least on a Derabbanan level, Shlucho Shalom Tomoso. So he says, keep going now. The Lomdu, page 5 in the bottom. Lomdu Mizat Toysis, Le'in Kabbal Shabbos, Tapshitalu, the Mekabel Shabbos Mibod Yom, Al Atzmo. If a person is Makabal Shabbos, he's Makabal everything. But he says, Mistaber, he's only doing all the Isurim of Shabbos, he's Makabal, that he does with his own body. Midaraisa, Midrabanan, etc. Avolo Hatluyim Chutz Lagufo. That when a person's Mekabel Shabbos early, so we say he's Mekabel everything on his guf, but things that are not done with his guf, then he's not Mekabel Kagon. Acher Ha'oseh, page 6, Bishvilo, Shelo yitzach lumchos. In other words, the halacha that if somebody does something for you on Shabbos, you see he's doing it for you, you have to protest. He says that doesn't apply bizman tosefa Shabbos. Because that you weren't mekabel. When you mekabel tosefa Shabbos, you mekabel all the isuri deraisa and isuri derabbanan that you do with your own body. But something that you don't do with your own body, that's like the halacha that somebody else is doing something for you and now you have to protest, that you aren't makabel. That only is chal once Shabbos itself, once Shkia itself is there. But when you makabel Shabbos also, then it's not chal. For the inyan amira she'emba mishum isur shalichus, so, in other words, anything that you didn't do a maisa for only starts on Shabbos itself. And things that you were makabel early, that only applies to your actions. But things that are not your actions don't apply when you mekabel early. So Mimela, that's the pshat of why if a person's mekabel Shabbos early, somebody could do something for him. Because that's not part of the Kabbalah. The part of the Kabbalah is only the etzem haguf.
Is there another aspect of Shabbos that one could start Shabbos and say,
oh, this aspect of Shabbos, I also don't accept upon myself in that, you know, dispute is not. Well, let's take a look. He's saying this. We also over al shvus basim shemtzachim over osolo. Also dovish osu ba'atzmo mali shosu ba'echad mishari var mali osu ba'biv. So that's what he's saying, that Kabbalah Shabbos beforehand only applies to the things of your body that you do with your body. Anything chutz l'gufo, that's aser, is not shayach in Tosefa Shabbos. And Mimela, that's why somebody can do malacha for you on Shabbos, and you don't have to, if it's just your Tosefa Shabbos, then they can do it for you and you don't have to protest.
Is there a basis for that he gives that's the only thing we're makabel?
Oh, so let's see one more paragraph and then we'll see what your question is. And then he writes, "Vashlo kasha midi ma'avel dasu mishum slichos v'chein l'nochri. I feel omer lo so achar Shabbos." Came in the lasses of Shabbos also came to Omer the lasses of Mahar and Misasik but over also lo ayom. See as Anoch and Mishvil and Shatz Masur and Mishim Yeh Shlichus Lechum. Raise it Tam Shiyelach and also lo Dovim Ben Afal Pi Shi Le Mahar. Elim Ki Yeh Shat Hetem. So you said you can't tell him to do something tomorrow that's a Melacha because you can't do it today. Oh, so then that's what he's saying. So that's a fascinating idea he's saying here. That even though there's shlichus, but the shlichus is not your maisa.
Hmm.
But also don't show us a batsman, one shows a brecha b'shem, and Mali shows a b'fiv. So, Eivis has a cloud with over us or with over a mutter. So, now the question is, so what about... So, when, so if somebody does something for you before it's Shabbos for them, so therefore you makabel Shabbos, you weren't makabel the Indian of Shlichus. That it won't be chal on you if someone else does something for you. You don't have to say anything. Normally, somebody's doing something for you on Shabbos, you have to protest. I don't want you to do it for me. But if somebody's doing something for you before Shabbos, meaning you were mekabel Shabbos, and they weren't, so then that's okay. But the question is, what about the Amira? What if you could you tell him to do it? See, what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was saying before is Yochel Lomar. So what's the heter for that? We understand the heter for the Shlichus is because you weren't Makabel, the Isser of Shlichus, because Shlichus implies that even though you didn't do anything, if someone did it for you, it's Chal on you, but that doesn't apply to Shabbos, and even with Rabbanan that it does, but it only applies once it's the Guf HaShabbos. But if it's only Tosefa Shabbos, that halacha doesn't apply. But what about the Amira? The idea that you can't speak Divrei Chol? You're telling him to do a malacha? V'amira so over al Shvus Atzmo? So what's the heter for that? There was, he's doing something begufa. He's speaking. It's something that he's not allowed to say to do malacha for me. So he says, so what's the heter? So what's the heter? Right, the Chora, it should be us. Well, what's the heter of the Amira? So that's a little bit more difficult. So what's the heter to tell him to do a malacha for you? Why, in other words, that should be a violation of the mitzvah chafatzecha, dover dover. So the word he's saying is no. Because in other words, you're not allowed to do something that's also to do, speak about something that's also to do on Shabbos. But since for him it's mutter to do, so then you weren't speaking about something that's also to do on Shabbos, because for him it's mutter to do. He's speaking things that are usher. So he says that no, since his friend is allowed to do it, because he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. Chavim shachaveir muter ein ba mirasa klum. Ratzolam ein masasek klal b'dover Israel b'dover muter. So that's not called speaking divrei chol, because l'maisa his friend is still allowed to do this. So if you tell your friend to turn on the light for you because you forgot to turn on a certain light, then that's okay. So again, the two aspects that we have to be matir. One is the shlichus aspect, shlucho shom kaboso, bidrabanon. So what's the heter? And then what's the heter of the amira? So the Alter Rebbe says, well, the shlichus is mutter because lemaisa, you weren't mekabel, you only mekabel tosefa Shabbos on things that you do begufo, not things that are that you're not doing a physical act. And in terms of what the that he's doing something, that you're saying something for him that's not proper, something that's also to do you can't speak about, but that's only if it's also for him to do. For him, you're telling him something that's not also to do, so that's not called speaking improperly on Shabbos. So that's what he says. So those are the two aspects. Then he continues, the Alter Rebbe, on the next page here, on page 10 and 11, says, Mutter loma l'nochri lachlov behema b'shabbos. You can tell a guy to milk the cow on Shabbos, p'dei she'im etzta'eres, me'rov ha'cholof, right? It's tzar balechayim. Right, the animal is mitzayir for the abundance of milk. Logozo alamir lanochri b'mokam tzar balechayim shemina Torah. Because mokam tzorich shiito lanochri es hacholav la'atzmo. In other words, the nochri has to take the milk for himself. Because if you just give it to him, to the yid, then it means he became your shliach. And he's totally mutter if he's doing it for himself. But if he did something for you, that's the halacha that you have to protest. So he should take it, and then you should buy it off of him later. Next page. Whereas he says they matter the amira. As we said, there are two aspects of Amir La'akov, the Etzim Amira, and then the Shlichus, that Shlucho Shalom Kaboso. So what's the heter by Chaliva? There are two aspects by Chaliva, the Shlichus and the Amira. So he says the Shlichus in Uchanami is Aser. So you have to make sure that he's not doing it for you. He's doing it, the guy is doing it for himself, and then if you want to buy the milk from him one day, you can do that. But he has to be doing it for himself, but not for you. And then the other aspect is the Amira. So the Amira is mutter because of Tzar Balechai. But what about the Shlichus? He says the Shlichus is mutter because it's not Shlichus. He has to do it for himself. El Sha'osa b'shvil Yisrael harei shlucho mamish. Because if you're doing it for the Yisrael, then you're a shliach of the Yisrael. It's as if the Yisrael did it midrabanish, or shlucho shom shaboso. Even though Shlichus is a Yisrael for Yisrael, that they let Shlichus of a guy for a Yisrael. They Shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So he says, "Vamedvam amurim she'omer l'nochri lachlof amurim nochri chalav me'atzmo." But say the nochri did it on his own. You didn't tell the Nachri to milk the cow. He did it on his own. So then you're allowed to use that milk. You, the Israel, allowed, because he didn't do it for you. He did it for himself. Then later on, you want to drink that milk. He offers you to drink it. You can drink it. You can, because he did it for himself. And you don't even have to pay him if he offers it to you for free. Mutar litol mimenu achala b'chinam ve'ein tzarich liknoso mimenu. Hafil b'dover mu'at meishay kol nochri ha'osa me'atzmo bevadei miskavi l'tovoso she'yikabel tovoso no me'yisrael misfil ze. He's doing it for himself. He's one day he thinks the Israel will pay him back. So that's what he says over here, that if the guy, if you tell the guy to do it, and then he's giving you the milk, so he's doing it for you because you told him, that's an iser of shlichus. But if he's just doing milking on his own, so then he did it for himself. So then you can even get it from him for free. But if he did it for you, so then it's a problem. So then if you give him, if you buy it off of him, then it's okay. Well, Shalzer Mishvil Atzmo Lechliru. So he says, "B'memem d'memamurim she'omer lo la'nochri lachlov." You told the nochri to milk. Alo nochri chalav me'atzmo. So then you can get it for kinim. Then there's no shlichus. But if there was shlichus, so then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. If he did it for you, then it's shlichus as if you did it. Midrabban. And therefore, what do you have to do? The guy gets the milk, and then he can give it to whoever he wants. Or Yachzuv Yigda Cholav Me Anochri, the Dover Muat, or you have to pay the Nochri. So this way you pay him, so then it's looking like the guy is doing it for himself. He wants to have milk so he can sell it. So that will also get rid of the shlichus aspect. Because then it looks like he's doing it for himself. He's getting paid for it, so he's doing it for himself to get money. So the amir is mutter from tzar balechayim, but what about the shlichus? If he does it for you, so it's only if he does it himself, or if he does it for you, if you pay him, so then. If you pay him, then it's considered that he's doing it for himself. So this is a fascinating... So the Alter Rebbe was very into this idea that Amir La'akum is worse, works through shlichus. That Amir La'akum is a form of shlichus, and therefore, if you... And the shlichus here, like what Chaim Laufer said, it's like a zchiyah also. Even if it's shlichus that you never told him, that shlichus. That's what zchiyah is. That's what Chaim Laufer said. Excellent analogy. So how do you get rid of? So the amira you can get rid of. Say star balichayim. So there's no issue of the amira. But what about the shlichus? As if you did it. So then, so if he does it for himself, that's fine. But if he does it for you, the only way to get out of it is pay him. Pay him for it. So you pay for it, so then he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you, even though he's doing it for you. But if you're being paid, that means you're doing it for yourself, because you're getting paid. So, but if the Nochri does it on his own, he's not doing it for you, he does it on his own, so then you don't have to pay him. Mutar li tomei menu achala b'chinam, because then there's no shlichus aspect, because he wasn't doing it for you, he was doing it for himself. So then, if you want to get it from him, you could get it even without having to pay, if he doesn't want to charge you. If he wants to charge you, you have to pay. And then on page 13, he says, Chol zeh menachos she'eino avdo. Ava avdo v'shivchasa aschurim lo, l'shono l'shnosayim. If you have workers that are hired workers for a year or two, ain't tzarech l'knos mehem acholav, afa im omer l'cholav b'shabbos, v'yishem z'kavim l'chlo t'l t'ovosam, k'day sh'ikam l'chol z'chorah b'sof shnosam. So he says, what's the din? That if a person you like a housekeeper, so they're living in your house, and you for a year, 2 years. So he says, and you tell the nochri, eight circ liknos mehem acholav afal pi shomer lachol b'shabbos veishem b'chavim b'malachta l'tovasan keishagam l'chol schar b'sof shnosan shniskiru b'tchila das kei niskiru shlachol b'cholay shetzarich lachol. So if you hire somebody to do work for you, in other words, you hire an eved, a shivcha, for a year or 2 years, and then you're telling them to milk the cow, so you don't have to pay them, even though you told them to milk on Shabbos, because their intent is because at the end of the year, at the end they're going to get paid, and then they were hired out to milk the cow whenever the balabas tells them to milk the cow. That's what they're hired out up to do. So really, at the end of the day, even though you're telling him to do it, you don't have to buy, because it's not. Because in the end, he's doing it for the schar. And therefore, there's no isser of shlichus here. But you see how serious that he took the union of shlichus. So just to review, we discussed the Rashba's halacha and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you can tell a guy to do malacha for you, if it's not Shabbos for him, but it's Shabbos for you. And the Alter Rebbe explained, because there are two Isurim involved here. First, the Amira, and then the fact of the world that he's doing something for you. So how do you get out of those? So he says, well, he's doing the Amira aspect is okay, because for him it's Mutter. So then you're not speaking about something that's intrinsically a Dover Aser, because Lamaisa for this person is Mutter. But what about the Shlichas? So he says, Shlichas only applies on Shabbos itself. Shlichas doesn't apply on the Zman of Tosefa Shabbos. Because in a person's Makabal Shabbos early, it's an interesting idea. He's only thinking about the things of his actions that he has to do or not do. But the Shlichas is not Oldaito. So that's a fascinating idea. And then he says that the same thing at the end of Shabbos, that you could extend Shabbos, and he still. And then he talks about doing Chaliva b'Shabbos. So he says Chaliva b'Shabbos. So the fact that you told him to do it, that's mutter, because Tzar Bali Chayim is matter the ism of speaking divrei chol. But what about the fact that he's doing it for you? So if he's doing it for you, then you're going to have to pay him. And if you pay him, then he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself, because he's getting paid. But if he's doing it for himself, so then you wouldn't have to pay him. So these are some fascinating ideas that you see how the Alter Rebbe has pointed out that work with this idea of shlichus. Last week we said that maybe it could even become a deraisa, because once you violate the darabani, you become a mumri like a goy, and it's a goy to a goy. That was the whole mahalach we had last week. This week we're working with the Alter Rebbe that's still only with darabanan. But it has to look like the shlichus. If it doesn't look like the shlichus, like you pay him to do it, so then he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for the money. So it doesn't look like shlichus. So then you wouldn't have that aspect of shlichus. You'd only have the aspect of not speaking the Rechol. So then it could be that if it's Mutter for somebody else, then it's not considered the Rechol. Okay, Rabotai. So there's a fascinating thing from the Alter Rebbe. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next week, Misiyata D'Shmai, Be'ez Hashem will continue. The next packet, Reish Mem Tes. Reish Mem Tes is going to be the last shiur of the Lamed Tes Melachos, because the Reish Nun, I told you, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do in 2 weeks from now the international dateline, Be'ez Hashem. Reish Nun, and then we're going to do Be'ez Hashem some shiurim leading up to Rosh Hashanah. And then after the Yom Tovim, we'll start the new series about Muktzah. It's a Muktzah. Okay. Shkoyach to all.
Thank you.
Good to see. Who's Nisim? Nisim.
Thank you very much, man.
Who's Nisim?
Thank you,
Rabbi. Okay, it's good to see you, Marty. It's great to see you.
Okay, same here. Enjoy. Thanks.
Okay. Tovi, it's great to see you. From the San Fano. It's good to see you all. Okay, Shmuley, Harav Einstein. Ooh, I like the background. Where is that background from?
This is Oel Moshe. It's the Forehand Show in Vienna.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's pretty good. Very good. Okay. Okay, good to Nacht, Adam. Good to
Nacht.
Adam, it's good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to Nacht.
Oh, Nisim. Who's Nisim?
No, you don't see me. You don't recognize me.
Oh, yeah, sure, I recognize you, yes.
You got older a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Nice to see you, Nisim.
Yeah, good to see you.
Okay,
thank you.
Moshe Arf, good to see you.
Good to see you, thank you.
Ehud, Jonathan, Mayor, Andrew.
Good night.
Good night, Joe. Good to see you. Okay, good night, everybody.